All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, as the regular season in the National Football League is winding down, the Cleveland Browns, San Francisco 49ers, and Jacksonville Jaguars are all well on their way to a top five pick in the 2017 NFL draft. Between all three of these teams, there is just a combined three wins. And more than likely, these three franchises will head into the draft this April looking to select a quarterback. Now, they are not the only three teams in the NFL that needs a quarterback heading into the 2017 season. But I'll tell you this. If you are heading into the 2017 draft looking to find yourself a franchise quarterback, you have definitely picked the wrong time. I mean, the crop of guys that are coming in this year, they're not game changers. You look at the likes of Deshaun Kizer of Notre Dame, Mitch Trubisky of North Carolina, Davis Webb of Cal, Deshaun Watson of Clemson, and potentially Luke Falk of Washington State. And these are not guys that are going to go out there and have that ability to be franchise quarterbacks for the long term and have success in the National Football League. And I think you really are seeing it more and more as the years go on, the lack of quality quarterbacks coming out of college. And I think it's a lot in part due to the fact that a lot of teams are implementing the spread offenses in college, and these offenses aren't getting these guys as ready for the National Football League and the more pro-style offenses that they need to be. And if you look around the NFL right now, the majority of the elite quarterbacks in the league are on the other side of the age of 30. So this is a big problem for the NFL, I think, going forward. And I think it's a big problem for the teams that are going to head into the draft this April looking to find themselves a franchise quarterback. Now, the two teams that do stand to come out of this smelling like a rose are both the Cleveland Browns and the Tennessee Titans. And I'll tell you why. Cleveland more than likely is going to have the first overall pick in the draft. They also have Philadelphia's first round pick, and that could potentially be a top 10 pick. Then you look at the Tennessee Titans. Of course, the Titans find themselves in the midst of a battle to win the AFC South and get to the postseason for the first time since 2008. But at the same time, the Titans possess the Los Angeles Rams first round pick, which right now is looking like a top 10 selection. Now, if you are the Titans and you are the Browns, especially the Browns, who could have two top 10 picks, it's a situation, obviously. If you do find a quarterback, if you're Cleveland, you're not going to select two quarterbacks in the first round, even if you want one guy. So Cleveland could really come out of this smelling like a rose if there is somebody that is really desperate to step up and take a quarterback in the top 10. And Cleveland could move back, get more picks for the 2017 draft, or even do like what they did last year as far as stockpiling for the future. So that remains to be seen. But I'll tell you right now, if you are a current NFL team and you have yourself a franchise quarterback, you better hold on to him for dear life and really appreciate him. You look at some of the free agents that are coming out at the potential at the position this year, or guys that could be available via trade, the likes of Tony Romo, Sam Bradford, and Ryan Fitzpatrick, along with Geno Smith. And I'll tell you another guy that you have to watch out for, and that's New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, because we saw a glimpse of what Jimmy Garoppolo could do at quarterback this season for the New England Patriots. And the Patriots at some point are going to have to find a guy to replace Tom Brady. And I mean, once you peel back the surface, you really cannot fully replace Tom Brady for what he brings to the table. But at the same time, Tom Brady is not going to play forever. And if the Patriots do decide to trade a guy like Garoppolo, Bill Belichick more than likely could get a first-round pick for him due to the fact, again, there aren't quality quarterbacks coming out, and there's a very thin free agency class at the position in the league right now. So the inconsistency or the lack of star power at the quarterback position, to me, I think is hurting the NFL, and I think it's going to continue to hurt the product once these teams that need quarterbacks heading into the draft will find that they might take a guy, but he is not a franchise player. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 15 in the NFL. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.